the depression leads to lack of motivation to follow through with treatment, with recommendations, which leads to worsening of chronic disease. So it's a vicious cycle.
Why does this occur?
Because of the ongoing disease burden of the chronic disease leads to significant changes in the brain chemistry and then leads to a so-called amotivational situation where they're not motivated at all.
But some people develop this and others don't.
That is because of the difference in their genetic background and the propensity to develop depression. Now, some disorders, they lead to depression in a very different pathway. Example, Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease patients are prone to depression because of a change in brain chemistry. So they develop depression as a separate entity. Even if you can control your Parkinson's, depression remains a major issue to be dealt with, often very difficult to treat.
So are there patterns then in who will develop depression along with a chronic illness?
Yes. Depression is seen more often in patients with chronic disease and in patients with no social supports. Example, patients in nursing homes, there's a 50% incidence of depression in that group. So lack of social supports also is a factor, or a risk factor, I should say, for developing depression.
So having a support network then is one means of avoiding depression or
Absolutely.
A mental health problem. What are others?
Keeping oneself engaged and also increasing your physical activity. If you're physically active, keep your endorphins going, so to speak, depression can be, to a great degree, avoided.
Now, Baylor has opened
2 inpatient units, actually, to deal with patients with mental health issues and medical issues.
And what type of treatment are you providing for this?
These patients are admitted on an inpatient basis for about 7 to 10 days, and they get a thorough evaluation from a psychiatric as well as a medical standpoint, and they're treated in a milieu where there are group therapy, psychological therapy, medications, and the internist will help with the medical problems.
And as I understand it, it's very important to treat these two problems at the same time.
It is, because the prognosis for the chronic illness improves if you treat the mental problems. Significantly improves. Example, congestive heart failure. Patients with depression and congestive heart failure, they're readmitted over and over again in hospitals if you do not treat the depression, because they go home, they do not follow any directions by the doctor, and within 2-3 days, they're again short of breath and they're back in the emergency room. You treat the depression, the whole picture changes. They're more motivated, they follow up with their appointments, and they just don't come back for readmissions as often. There are very few hospitals that would like to deal with both at the same time.
Why?
Because of the lack of manpower and lack of programming. You know, if you do not have an internist on board wanting to help people with psychiatric disease, you cannot run a unit like this. Fortunately, Baylor has a 24/7 hospitalist service, and they're on board with this. So I'm on the unit in the morning. I go away in the afternoon. If something changes, there's a hospitalist around the clock who just jumps on board right away and takes care of the problem.
So resources can be a problem. Why did Baylor see this as important to do?
Well, the last 1.5 years, I've been working on the medical units doing consults for them. And I informed them that there's nothing available out in the community to take care of these patients in an appropriate way, because you cannot take care of psychiatric illness on medical floors very easily. So Baylor has seen an opportunity to help this group where they're admitted on the medical floors, ICUs, CCUs, and if they're noted to be severely mentally ill, then now we have a unit. So we created a program to help this group of people to get the appropriate care at the right time at the right place.